Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
No doubt. No doubt. It is beautiful. Look at that. I'm getting acknowledgement because I do work every holiday. And welcome in on this Thanksgiving evening. Thanksgiving. That's right. Is that Martin Weiss? What is that?
I'm just choking a turkey, Rob.
That's it? Okay. Let me hear that again. Oh, God. Yes, and we're coming. That sounds like the Lions today against the Green Bay Packers.
Too soon.
Yes, but we'll get there. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
Thank you, Bill. We will. Did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with the Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you never are held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. And yes, it is a TV theme song, Thanksgiving Woo-hoo! Evening here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker along with Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard, who's enjoying Thanksgiving and the day off. What a show we have plan for you today. We're going to talk with Jeff Rieger. He's a host at 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. We'll go there and catch up on all things Detroit. And we'll talk to our buddy Nui Scruggs from NBC Dallas-Fort Worth. He's the local sports anchor down there. We'll talk to him about the Cowboys and all the stuff going on. So let me welcome in Mr. Martin Weiss. Martin, what's happening? How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving, Rob Parker.
How are you, buddy?
Doing well. I'm excited to be here. Thankful for the opportunity to go ahead and set you straight.
Oh, you is that
Chris,
what it is?
Chris Broussard takes it easy on you most of these days. Yeah, so don't worry. You got okay. You got a real real experience.
Oh, I'm shaking in my boots. Oh my God! I really I don't know what to do. Give a guy a Saturday show. He's the king of sports media now.
First wow. of all, not just a Saturday show, but several okay. Saturday update shifts. I'll have you know.
Okay.
If you say LA's playing, I'm anchoring.
Is that what it is?
Just okay. about. Just ask Brian Finley.
All right. Well, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. And if they're going to put me on there, what was that again? Rob works every holiday?
Every single holiday.
Every single holiday. So does Alex Teichert. I mean, Alex and I. Steve DeSega used to be in that group. He dropped out.
No, it's like Survivor. We kicked him off the island.
Yeah, so Alex, always great to see you. And you know,
likewise.
We're here. We're going to hold the show down.
Some would say these are the best rated shows when Chris is out too, but that's
I'm
just me.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Patrick is our producer. He's in for Rob G. And Brian Finley is at the anchor desk. He'll keep us updated throughout the program. So we'll do all of that. And yes, Thanksgiving, What are you thankful for before we get to the football real quick?
Honestly, I'm thankful for the – I wasn't joking. I know I was saying it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but no, I'm not joking. I am thankful for the opportunity to come here and talk sports on the radio. You know, it could be a lot harder to make money. That's what,
it could
that's
be.
What I think about it. It's a lot
people,
harder
Some people
to make
struggle
a buck.
Doing it. I mean, but you're right. And it's crazy because it was about 7 full years ago that we came to L.A., all right, December 1st is when I moved here. Can you believe that?
It was December 1st?
Yeah, I got here December 1st. You came here 2 weeks after.
That doesn't line up. Oh, yep, you know what? You're absolutely right.
What do you
right.
mean I know when I moved to L.A.?
No, because you know what I was thinking about? I had it confused. That was Christmas Day that we went over to Skip Bayless's house and we're watching LeBron play, not Thanksgiving Day. I had my timeline mixed up
right.
on my end. That's my bad.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
absolutely right.
But we came from Detroit, and Martin was my producer at WXYZ in Detroit. And, man, has it been that's a 7 years blew by. We're about to start our 8th year out here. And Martin's done a lot since he's been out here, still at FS1. He has a show with VJ Husky on Saturdays and doing some updates. He got his master's from USC, where I'm just an adjunct. You know, I don't have a degree from that school. I'm just an adjunct.
You'll get there one day.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm done. Columbia is just fine. I'll take that, okay?
Yeah,
I love USC, but I'll take Columbia.
I gained 100 pounds, lost 80 of them.
And you gained 100?
Over the 7 year period, you remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was a much time. Bigger fella.
No doubt about it. All right, let's start here. And I brought up your roots. And
that
we
me
both,
the big vanilla funny.
That then. We came from Detroit together 7 years ago because we both worked in that market and we stuff. And, of course, the Lions play every Thanksgiving. And I covered 20 of them when I worked there in that town. And people have always wanted the Lions to give up the Thanksgiving Day game and all that. But this year, people were excited, Martin, because they felt like, this is a new Lions team. My God, look how good they are. We're finally going to see the Lions on national television, and everybody's going to heap all this praise on how the franchise has turned around. I got news for you. Today was no surprise for me, not whatsoever. You know why? Martin Weiss, I haven't thrown confetti for the Lions, and I haven't bought in. Chris asked me week after week, are you in with the Lions now? Are you finally in with the Lions? Are you going to admit that they turned the corner? No, I'm not admitting that they turned a corner because they haven't turned a corner. The Lions are frauds with a capital F. Frauds. And today was a prime example of why you can't buy into the Lions. I will buy into the Lions when they win a playoff game. Martin Weiss, the Detroit Lions organization, has one playoff win since 1957 or since Moby Dick was a guppy. That's how long it's been. And they should have lost the last 3 weeks. To be honest, and when I look, they should have lost to the Chargers. They got a field goal with time expiring. The Bears gave them an early Christmas gift, giving up 17 points in the last 3 minutes, unheard of in the NFL. And then the Green Bay Packers were scuffling. They come in and take advantage. I mean, I don't know. Jared Goff, he had more turnovers than Pillsbury. I mean, three fumbles? Three lost fumbles? Really? And here's the other thing. You can go ahead and crown the Lions if you want. I refuse to do this. I covered this team for 20 years. At one point, the Lions had two 24-game road losing streaks. You hear me? It's not a typo or I'm not making a mistake. They lost 24 in a row. They won a game, Martin, and then they lost another 24 in a row. Two during the Matt Millen era. And when we talk about the Lions, I'll give it to you. This is why they're fraudulent. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs on the opener. Two of their top three players were missing, including Kelsey, right? Mahomes played. They beat them 21-20. I'm not taking the win away from them. That's the team that they beat that's over 500. When it came time to
flexing their muscles. And let's take a look at the Lions and where they match up with Baltimore. They got drubbed 38-6. And let's not forget the other playoff team that they played, where Seattle came into Detroit and scored 37 points on that defense in a 37-31 overtime win. Martin, I ask you one question. How many wins against teams over 500 for the Lions this season?
That'd be none, right?
One.
Oh, the Kansas City.
The first game of the year. Other than that, it's been cupcake. So I'm out on the Lions, fraudulent until further notice. Win a playoff game, I'll gladly take it back. Okay. But until then, most people in Detroit, you know what they said today other than what time are we eating? They said SOL, same old Lions.
And I'll be honest, I'm disappointed with them. And I'm disappointed with you. Now that you've given off, read down your history of the Detroit Lions off your stone tablet. Make sure you don't break it when you put it back down, okay? That thing, I get it. The Matt Millen era. Matt Millen is calling Big Ten football somewhere. Rod Marinelli in pad level. I get it. But you know what he's doing? Eating dinner just like everybody else today. He wasn't coaching the Lions. This Lions team, it's evident that they are different than in years past. You know why, Rob? Because the last time the Lions were 8-2, or mind you, 8-3, it was pre-segregation. All right, the last time, I mean, automatic windows didn't exist in your cars. You want to talk about Wi-Fi and the internet, that iPhone you got in your hand, they barely had house phones back then. All right, you're still driving your 57 Chevy. That's how long ago it was the Lions were had a win-loss record like today. Every good team is going to lose games. When's the last time a team went undefeated in the NFL?
It's not about being undefeated. It's not about.
No, no, no.
They could have lost two games back to back.
Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Sports has a short menu. Wins and losses. It's a good thing. Sports has a short menu. Wins and losses.
Where are you stealing that from?
Because they beat the Bears. And you know what? I don't care. It's hard to beat teams in your division, especially hard to beat teams in your division twice. All right? Green Bay, prior to Aaron Rodgers leaving, obviously Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen in this, they were one of the best teams in the NFL. They struggled a little bit to start the year, and they have turned it around a slight bit. Not all the way yet.
They're under 500.
They started the season out 2-6, Rob. They're four. They're another 5-6.
No, they won their first two games. Let's not act like they started. They won their first two games, and then they went into a slump.
Okay, and now they're out of a slump. There you go. That's how it goes. You get into a slump, you get out of a slump. Who were favorites today?
Who was favored to win that? Green Bay?
The Lions were favored to win it, but I'll have you know.
I just want you to
I'll have you
don't
know.
Make it like
underdogs
that. Like
win every single week.
But they
that's not making the point that you think it is. Because,
yes, it is. The
because
Lions
Vegas
were supposed
set the
to
line
win
at
today.
7.5.
The Lions were not supposed to win today? Forget about the points, but were they supposed to win it today at home?
I thought they would win, yes. Okay. But that doesn't take away the fact that this team is still 8-3. They still have the one seed for the NFC in the driver's seat if they choose to take it. Look, I get it. You want to call same old Lions this and that and the third. It's just premature. Wait 4 weeks. If they go 1-3 over the next four.
We have a radio show today. I can't wait for
four weeks. Okay, well, you know what?
We have to rate them as we go. I'm not waiting till the end of the season.
So if you're rating them
to make a decision.
Right now, they have more wins than the Dallas Cowboys who are watching play right now. It's like, right now, Philly has the most wins in the NFC. Who's right behind?
No, but it's not.
No. Let's rate it as we go.
Yeah,
let's talk about it as we go.
But it's not just.
Who right now is in line for a home playoff game?
But it's not.
Who? What team is that?
It's not just about your win
total.
Because
it's not the Packers.
It's about who you beat and how you beat them. That does factor in.
What's the whole point of the regular season?
No. I'm talking about.
No. I'll answer my own question then. The whole point of the regular season is to make the playoffs and to get the best seeding you possibly can. That's why you see week 15, 16 in the years past, now 17, we'll see guys or see teams who have the division locked up or the one seed locked up rest players. Why? Because that regular season game does not matter to the playoff standings. Did the Lions lose today? Absolutely. Was it a game they should have won? Absolutely. Yes, CeeDee Lamb scored the touchdown. Now it's 29-10 Dallas with the extra point pending. 10 minutes, 30 seconds left in the third quarter. But anyway, my point is, yes, they needed to win today. They didn't win today. But they didn't lose anything that they had slayed it out for the rest of this season. One seed still intact. Division is still intact. Home playoff game still intact. If you want to call same old Lions, you got to lose one of those things before that happens. Right now, they just got beat. And good teams get beat. The Jets beat the Eagles earlier this year. The Cardinals, one win against the Cowboys. Neither one of those, no one's saying that these teams can't go, make the playoffs, they're going to lose, is what they always do. No, because it's a regular season game.
No, because those teams don't have a 60-year history of nothing. So you don't have to say that with those teams because they've actually won playoff games longer than back in 1991.
Well, there's no playoff game that you can win on Thanksgiving Day.
No, but that's why you give those teams a benefit of the doubt and you don't give the Lions any benefit of the doubt because they haven't been able to do it. They last won a playoff game in 1991. Hello, is this on? You know how long ago that was? 1991.
What does that have to do with the price of tea in China, Rob Parker, as the Cowboys missed a two-point conversion, 29-10, Dallas.
Because, are you doing updates?
No, I'm not doing updates, but you know what? When it's an active game on, I like to let people know when somebody scores. No?
No.
I do it all the time.
I know you're working on Saturday during football games. We don't do it. All right.
How many times is there a primetime football game?
I guess that's what I'm saying. Not that often. Monday nights or Thursday night. But anyway, my point is, and let me throw it out, telephone number. We'd love to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And my biggest point is, this is why I won't throw the Lions confetti and tell them people that they've made some move and they're different. I've heard this for 25 years. I've heard this.
But you've never seen the Lions 8-2.
But the Lions had won 11 games a few years ago. They were 9-7 a couple times in playoffs with Jim Caldwell. It's not like they've never had playoff teams or never were good.
You ran down that whole Lions history. When's the last time the Lions started 8-2 through 10 games? You missed that part in your stone tablet of Lions history.
But the only problem is they haven't played anybody. That's my issue.
They've played 11 games in the NFL.
Is that the team that they played three good teams and they're 2-1 with a 1-point win over Kansas City missing two of their top three players?
The BCS,
that's why,
Rob,
I'm not buying it.
Rob, the
that's
BCS why I'm not buying ended it. Like 10 years ago.
No.
That's the last time people cared about strength of schedule.
No, that's not.
It's wins and losses.
No, it's not.
Here's a short menu.
That's not how I look at teams. I look at who you beat and it matters. 877-99 on Fox. It is the Odd Couple here on a TV theme song. Thursday, happy Thanksgiving Eve. Hope you ate and had fun and with the family and all that. But Martin Weiss is already on my last nerve. I'm going to get this guy straight as we move on this program. 877-99 on Fox. Where are you on the Lions? Fraud? Are they baloney or filet? Are you buying into where they are, that they've taken the next step? They're in the upper echelon of the NFC, and oh, my God, they're going to the Super Bowl? Or is this typical? Should have lost to the Bears last week, and they lost to the Packers. Two home games where they gave up 60 points. They're bad. They are. Don't buy the Lions. 877-99 on Fox. You know what, Alex? Stick and stay.
For some meat, cheese, and mayo Lions talk in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events,
You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Rob Parker.
It is the Odd Couple. And yes, don't adjust your radios. We are live. We'll do it live.
Do it live. I can go write it and we'll do it live.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Do it live.
It is the Odd Couple on your TV theme song Thanksgiving evening here on Fox Sports Radio. That's right. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. And Odd Couple fans, if you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. Just type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. Download the show and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. All right, make sure you do that. Check us out either live or on the podcast. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard, who's off I think Alex today and tomorrow, right? I think he's off both days.
Yeah, he's too good for us. He wants to make sure he enjoys it with his family.
Very nice. Very nice.
But we're here for you. We see it differently. This is our family.
Absolutely. For me, it is. I mean, right, Alex?
This
is where we are. Me and you.
I look forward to working with you, Rob.
Always. Always.
A true professional.
And if you don't know, Martin Weiss has a show on Fox Sports Radio.
I sure do. 5 to 8 Pacific. What is that? 8 to 11 Eastern. Got to do that quick change. Yeah, I'm here a lot. Be here tomorrow as well in the Dan Patrick and Covino and Rich slots. Me and the Big Vanilla Funny, so let's lock it up.
All right, so check it out if you haven't heard their show on.
Well, Rob, you never missed their show.
We had never missed the, Diet Odd Couple? What do they call it?
That's right.
Is that what it is?
I do not participate in none of this.
It's Diet Coke!
Martin and VJ is what it's called.
Okay.
Named after yours truly. And his truly, I suppose, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know what the equivalent would be.
All right, so the Cowboys did what they always do, Martin, which is they blow out bad teams, the Commanders, whatever you want to call them, Washington, they're awful. Ron Rivera's on fumes there. That's going to be done. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, they have new ownership down there and what'll happen in the offseason. I just can't see him surviving. But speaking of ownership and just as we go forward, I always look at these games and, you know, how many do you got? 1,000 cutaway shots to Jerry Jones, and I got to watch him eating Swedish meatballs and his family behind and all that. And we know how successful the Cowboys are. But I thought to myself,
successful in terms of finances.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Successful on the world. Yeah, some people might hear that.
Nah, everybody knows that. They haven't won a Super Bowl in 27 years. They haven't been to the NFC Championship game. But I meant financially. Yeah, they've been successful. But the Jim Irsay story this week, Martin, where how crazy was that? Just the comments that the only reason he was arrested was because he's a white billionaire and they're just messing with him.
What's crazy to me is we've seen to me, I asked this question to VJ a few weeks ago, especially when we were dealing with the Jonathan Taylor scenario. And Jonathan Taylor was on IR. We're in like week two or three of the season. Anthony Richardson has been beat up. I asked him, when's the last decision that we could point to that was solely Jim Irsay's that made a lot of sense between the whole alienating Jonathan Taylor prior, then you think of the year.
And that was really bad.
That was really bad in my opinion.
It was bad. Not only for Jonathan Taylor, but if you were a teammate, I would have been like, they treat that dude like that?
So you had that moment, okay? Put that one where it is. Put it on the bus. Remember that they were going to go talk it out, and Jonathan Taylor and Jim Irsay, then they left the bus, and Jonathan Taylor didn't play for the Colts for 4 more weeks. Rewind to last year, he fires the head coach to hire Jeff Saturday,
his drinking buddy,
from TV,
right? Okay?
Whether it's his drinking buddy or just his pal, whatever. He hires somebody wholly unprepared to be an NFL head coach. You know how I know that? He had never been an NFL coach anywhere. You know, he coached a few high school games. I'm sorry. The operation at the NFL, look, it better be a little more complicated than the operation in a high school football team, right? It better be. That's clown car type of stuff. So when I hear that this story came out, and it was actually, this story was 2014, right? That's when the actual recording.
Right, but he was interviewed by Andrea Kramer.
It was Kramer, but it was for HBO Real Sports in 2014. It just resurfaced yesterday, the day before.
Because they've just recorded the last episode of Real Sports. So they were doing like a look back, you know what I mean, on the 29 years that the show was on the air.
Okay, yeah,
so that's why I came.
I was wondering what made it bubble up, but
that's the reason. It was the last show, and they were, I guess, pulling out stuff.
But yeah, I think that Jim Irsay has lost his touch. He's completely and totally lost his touch. One of this poem called "If" by Roger Kim has a line: "If you can walk with kings and not lose your common touch," and it's the end of it. That's how you basically become a man in this world. How you should move through this world, no matter what your status or stature is. You can't forget the little people, quote unquote. Jim Irsay has forgotten that there are people littler than him in general.
Yeah, I mean, that was crazy to me. And I bring this up because whenever I look at Jerry Jones and I hear, you know, players, I get it. Jerry Jones has paid a lot of players millions of dollars over the years, right? Just as being the owner, and he's taken in a lot of people with problems, right? Sure. Police records, all that. You make a mistake somewhere else, you do some bad stuff, Jerry will rescue you. So there's a lot of people who speak highly of Jerry Jones. But when I think he and Irsay are two owners, if I was like a star player and I could pick, right, not just being drafted, but I could pick where I could go and who I would want to play for, those two guys definitely would not be on my list, and especially Jerry Jones. I got to admit, was not a big fan of Jerry Jones for a long time, and it's not just because he fired Tom Landry and the way he ran the Cowboys. It's his team. He can do whatever he wants. But just to handle it, I still have a bad taste in my mouth from the whole Black Lives Matter, how he threatened all the players, the black players, that if they were to kneel, he was going to cut them and all that. It's stuff like that that has always bothered me. And then just the way he runs the organization, if you're a player, this organization, as I said earlier, hasn't been to an NFC there's only been like three franchises, Martin, since, what was that, 95, the last time they were in an NFC championship game? Mm-hmm. Only three, and the Cowboys are one, to not make it to a conference championship, which is mind-boggling, but it's because Jerry Jones runs the place. He runs it like a mom-and-pop store. A lot of family members are in the organization, which is fine. It's your team. You can do whatever you want. But can you imagine how many players have come and gone and careers have come and gone, and under the guise of Jerry Jones being this great guy, and nothing's gotten done or nothing. Now, even this year, people had expectations of them maybe getting to the Super Bowl, And
they got 8 wins through 12 weeks. Like, and no expectations should be changed. That happened at the start of the season.
Same thing, but they haven't, when they play the better teams, they don't do that. That's again when we talk about who are you beating, who are you putting 45 on. You know, when they had the big game against the 49ers, they were the ones getting the 45 on them, and that's what makes people question it. You look at Dak Prescott's record, you know, against teams over 500. It's not good. It got a little bit better last year, had a better showing, but it's still not good. So, but it's still more about Jerry Jones, the guy, and he rubs me the wrong way. Does he rub you the wrong way? Are you cool with him? Do you like his bravado? Do you like who he is? That's really what this is about. Not so much the X's and O's, but just Jerry Jones. And if you were a player, would that stuff bother you, or you won't care who the owner is if you were a player?
No, I mean, I would care who the owner is, sure. But in terms of owners of teams in the NFL, Jerry Jones seems to be, if not the gold standard for players, that's the way they talk about him, almost to a T. You hear players talking about how much they liked playing for Jerry, and how, you know, that being a Cowboy was one of the better parts of their careers. I mean, like, I know Chandler Jones had, you know, he had some mental things going on, but like one of the major things he was doing was talking about Mark Davis, the owner of the team, and how he felt like he wasn't being treated fairly. I don't think that there's a lot of Cowboys that have that share that opinion. And I think that, like, of the Black Lives Matter opinion, I think you're lying to yourself if you think that this, it's not the majority opinion held throughout NFL owners.
Yeah, but nobody would come out publicly.
Jim Irsay did.
I'm talking about the guys who publicly came out and talking about threatening them that they would lose their jobs on a peaceful protest. That does rub me the wrong way.
That's
somebody I would not want to be.
That would have been, that is true for just about all 32 owners. So if that's the case,
they weren't all public. There's a difference, Martin. I mean, I get it. You could say that's people's sentiment. But if you go back and look and go Woody Johnson from the Jets, he did not have that. He had a different public stance to what was going on. And I'm just saying,
so
we could say
him throw a stone and hide his hand, or let you know what the deal is up front.
No,
that's really what it boils down to.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Not for me.
To me, the vast majority of NFL owners, the vast majority of NFL owners shared that opinion, which is why Colin Kaepernick's never been in the league since then. That's why. Like, if the general owner of the NFL did not share the same sentiment that Jerry Jones has publicly shared.
But I said that
shared,
doesn't mean all of them is my point, because there
did,
were some.
If they no, I don't believe that to be true. When I look at the quarterbacks across this league, I believe that Colin Kaepernick would have had a job at some point prior to now, and obviously now he's, you know, in 36 is. You know, I'm not trying to debate that, but you go back 5 years when he was 30 and you look at the San Francisco quarterback playoff records, mind you, a franchise that had both Joe Montana and Steve Young, all right, Colin Kaepernick comes up on some of those graphics on TV when you talk about playoff records. If the rest of the NFL did not share the same thought process that Jerry Jones did, whether they want to say it out loud and say it in the media, say it to Nui Struggs, who we'll be talking to in about an hour and a half, right, they wanted to do that, or just tell their assistant coaches to pass it down the line so you could do a little shadow realm of, hey, you better not do that. Why not? Because big guy doesn't like it. Then, yeah, I'll go ahead and take Jerry, because I know if Jerry drafts me, if I'm Ezekiel Elliott or a Dak Prescott or a Zach Martin or a Trayvon Diggs, or that's who gets paid. You get paid to play for the Cowboys. Yeah, you could go Robert Kraft. He's another owner they've had 6 Super Bowls. But they're going to move on from you 2 years before they need to. And if you play for the Cowboys, they're going to keep you 2 years after they probably should have moved on from you. So if I'm a player, yeah, sign me up to play for Jerry, because I know I'm going to make as much money as I can and I'll be treated relatively fairly across the rest of the league.
Yeah, I don't look at it. I look at the man and I look at what his principles are. Money to me, even in those situations, I would rather not take his money if I don't believe in the man and I don't believe that he has my best interests at hand.
You'd have Jerry, to show me
Jerry
the owner
Jones,
that had your best
Jerry,
interest
Jerry
in
Jones's best interest is in the Cowboys. And he'll take a chance on anybody and pay players because he wants to win for his sake. It ain't that he's some
great guy at all. I'm going to just take care of all the black players and all the players who come along to count. No, he wants to win, and if he believes you can help him, he will do it and have to pay or whatever he has to do.
All right,
but I'm talking about the principle of what the guy stands for. This is me. I'm not saying.
What I'm saying is you show me all these benevolent billionaires across the NFL who don't share this opinion. We just know what Jerry thinks.
All I'm saying is the Rooneys have had a black coach for almost 20 years and have done a lot of different things to help. That's an organization and people that I would want to work for. That's what I'm trying to say. I would look for those things if I was that kind of a player where I would have an opportunity to work for somebody who I have not just football, who I believe in as a person and somebody I feel good about that they're a good person. That's what this is about. Not about football, about money. If I'm a great player, I'm going to get my money whether I'm in Dallas or I'm somewhere else. If I'm that player, I'm not talking about the average guy who's just drafted and he has no choice. All right, our telephone number is 877-99 on Fox. And I guess it's me. It's my rub with Jerry Jones, and I saw him today. And I thought to myself, would I want to play for Jerry Jones? Where are you? Does it matter to you about the guy and if he some of his stances or what's going on? I remember the big Jerry Jones. You remember what was he in, grade school when they were trying to integrate the grade school? His picture was in that. There were a lot of people, and at that time, I said, I don't see him holding a sign or throwing rocks or doing anything. He was at school and something was going on. But there were people who were bothered by that Jerry Jones was front and center on that when they were basically harassing the black students trying to integrate the school. So 877-99 on Fox. You like Jerry? You don't like Jerry? Where are you? And if you were a star player, is he a guy in an organization you'd like to play for? It is the Odd Couple on a Thanksgiving evening right here, TV Theme Song Thursday. So you know what you need to do? Stick and stay.
For a full tour of the Jerry World in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It is the Odd Couple, and of course, I'm happy to be here. anytime I have a chance to broadcast to our Odd Couple listeners here on Fox Sports Radio, I want to be a part of it. So we're thankful on this Thanksgiving that you're here with us. Oh, my goodness gracious. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
Thank you, Bill. We will. And did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability.
Wow.
Which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard is going to be off today and tomorrow. And yes, I will be back on Black Friday. But Patrick, I want you to know, every Friday is Black Friday for me. I'm just trying to tell you. It ain't just Martin, don't roll your eyes at me.
I'm glad they stopped rolling after that joke.
What?
Because I was rolling in laughter. I'm sure.
Crazy. But we're gonna switch.
Kawhi left.
We've been talking all football for the most part tonight, of course, with the three NFL games. We already know the Packers. Packers won, the Cowboys won, and the 49ers are leading the Seahawks. But, Martin, let's do some NBA. And there was an interesting story about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, of course, with the Suns. And there are people who are like, Kevin Durant's having a hell of a season. And for whatever reason, he's kind of an afterthought. The people don't talk about Kevin Durant anymore or as high profile as maybe they did. And I have a couple of ideas on why I think that's the case with KD and the Phoenix Suns and what's going on. But there was an interesting podcast and comments about Kevin Durant. Can you share that?
It was Rashard McCants on Gilbert Arena's show, Gil's Arena. It said, quote, "The real hoopers know that Kevin Durant is going to go down as a better basketball player than LeBron at the end of the day." There you have it.
Where are you on that? Curious.
I think it's ridiculous. LeBron is the player of this generation. That's fine. Like, I don't know why there's a stress to try to discredit or...
That's by players, though, mostly. I mean, what do you think that is? Like, a lot of players, even former players who were analysts at one time, they wouldn't even have them in their top five or top 10 list. To me, it's the ultimate disrespect. Like, to even, you could say he's not Michael Jordan. That's a cool argument, or I can understand how you could make that. But to say he's not in your top five when he's the all-time leading scorer in the NBA and been to 10 finals is mind-boggling.
To me, to say anything besides, I mean, since 2000, essentially, he's the best basketball player that we've seen. That's fine. That, to me, that's unarguable. I don't think you can debate that.
But you remember when the first year they gave players the opportunity to vote for the All-Star game? Like 140 players didn't vote for him for the All-Star game.
But they,
I'm just saying, like, they play the game. They're on the court with him. They don't have respect for that, the game, to say that he's – that's like, it's an exhibition. It ain't like you're saying he's the greatest player ever played.
No, but we get into this whole – look, players have agendas. Because here's the thing, like, all right – well, that's one of the things that I used to work with Shannon Sharpe all the time, and one of the things he would always talk about is how his career was his career, and no matter how he commented on somebody else's, it doesn't change his career. That thing always made a ton of sense to me. But, like, if you're a guy who got beat by LeBron consistently, or LeBron essentially retired you, then, you know, maybe you have a different feeling about LeBron James than other people do. Which, I get it.
Those players, though. I'm just saying, Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, like, just shocking.
Not like anybody born after 1980, those guys. So, seriously, who you tell me who Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith and Shaq go up there and praise on inside the NBA?
It's not about, you don't have to praise anybody, but to say he's not in the top five, it just doesn't make
sense.
That's
what I'm saying. It's just different levels of argument. Like, I don't understand. Like, to me, it's all of it stupid.
Well,
arguing he's the top sixth or the 16th or the 60th. Like, to me, it's just disingenuous all down the line.
All right. Well, let's talk about Kevin Durant and maybe why There's more talk about LeBron and Steph and whatnot. And, you know, there were high hopes. In fact, when he got traded to the Phoenix Suns, people thought that they were the favorites in the West, right? Didn't they? Most people?
I think that, I mean, on paper, but I think, you know, people, if when you really boil it down, there's nobody that can stop Nikola Jokic. There's nobody, like, the body type doesn't exist in the Western Conference right now.
So,
like, if you were thinking that the Suns were championship favorites, that's on you. Because, like, Nikola Jokic ain't going nowhere. So I didn't necessarily think that they were going to be championship favorites. I expected them to make the playoffs and to compete well, but they did that last year.
Right.
Prior to, you know, getting Bradley Beal.
Right. But I think part of it now is, and I'm just looking at it, he's averaging 31.5 points. You know what his career average is? 27.
I was about to say 27, 28.
Yeah. So he's averaging right now 31.4. I mean, he's having an unbelievable season. But I think he's been downgraded. And I really do. I think, like, in the minds of NBA fans or people, and he's 34. He's been around for a long time. He can't stay healthy. So everything with Kevin Durant is, well, you know, if he's healthy or if he can, you know, make it to the postseason or whatever. And I think that he has been kind of, in the minds of people, pushed to the back a little bit as he's gotten older, as he's gotten more brittle. And that's why he's not getting
the talk. I mean, the only reason that's the case is because he hasn't had the relative playoff success of LeBron and Steph Curry in the last few years. I think. Has he lost a step? Sure. But he, like you said, he's 34. I don't expect Kevin Durant to come out every single night and be explosive, moving from side to side, dunking on people like he's you know, 25. He's 34 now. I get it. Like, he's going to play in a different style. And I think when we saw that, the last time you saw him kind of be the man on a playoff team in that Brooklyn series against the Celtics, he didn't look great.
Like, no, I mean, they got swept, and he couldn't get a shot off.
He got a shot blocked a few times, right. Stuff, things of that nature. But, like, I'm far from writing Kevin Durant off, if that's where we're going with this.
No, I'm just asking. But it feels like people don't have, like, he's dipped some in people's eyes, and I think it has to do because he can't, because he obviously can still play. That's not the issue. I just wonder about the injury part of it and him hopping around to different teams and him not being able to stay healthy. You saw in Brooklyn, he kept getting hurt. Every year there was something that went wrong, and then he went to Phoenix in a layup. I mean, he was at the basket at the rim by himself.
Yeah, that's the definition of a freak accident.
Yeah, that was a freak. There was no play there. There was nobody else involved.
To me, that speaks to his age. Like, that speaks to the idea that you're 34 now or 33 at that point in time, and now things hurt you that didn't used to hurt you. Like, I think if he was 26, he probably would have rolled that ankle, walked it off a little bit, and played more. But, you know, being 10 years older than that run, you know what I'm saying, and having been in the NBA since you were 19 years old, that's a lot of wear and tear on the body. I think that over everything, that's what it is.
What do you, when you think of Kevin Durant's career, and I'm not trying to rush him out the league or anything, what do you think most about, you know, his career? Like, do you think about that he started in Seattle, which moved to OKC? Do you think about the championships with Golden State?
I think about
the failure in Brooklyn, him stepping on a line against the Bucks. He almost beat them in that series where they went on to win the championship.
I would say my first two thoughts when I think of Kevin Durant were the two threes in back-to-back playoff years that he dotted in LeBron's eye. That's my both of them right there on the right.
No,
wing. I can see him in my mind's eye. Right wing, free throw line,
right
extended,
in LeBron's mug.
Right in LeBron's, as my dad would say, face. You know what I'm saying? Right in his face. I think about that. Then I think about the Brooklyn-Milwaukee one, because I think that Brooklyn team, you know, they had a lot of injuries. But if they could have gotten past Milwaukee,
I think they would have won a championship.
I think they would have won a championship.
I'm with you on that. That was, and remember, I mean, he nailed that shot that would have won the game. And remember, Harden got hurt in that series, and Kyrie, and he was unbelievable that series.
You know, KD nailed that shot, and then Kyrie refused the shot the next year, and everything was over.
No, that was it. And then James Harden didn't want to be there, yeah, because Kyrie didn't want to play. It was just it wound up being a mess.
That's my thought, and I honestly think going back to when he made the move to go to Golden State, I thought it was kind of commendable that you make. I know that everybody was like, he's a snake in the grass, and I would have agreed with folks. If he had gone and not been, like, the freaking man on those teams. Like, if he had not gone and walked down LeBron both times and not dotted LeBron in the eye for a three in a closing game both times and not been a back-to-back finals MVP, then I'm here for your conversation about him being, you know, as Charles Barkley would say, a bus rider, okay?
No, right.
A bus
rider. It's hard to say somebody's a bus rider when you go on a team with Steph Curry and you win back-to-back finals MVPs and if he didn't get hurt, you know,
I think if he doesn't get hurt against Toronto, that's
right,
another one.
It was another one that exactly. They probably would have won, and that would have been something. And they and I know he's kissed and made up with the Warriors, but I thought they did him dirty when they opened their new, what is that, Chase Arena?
Chase Center, yeah.
Chase Center. And they had a video of all the great Warriors, and he wasn't in that.
See, that's
you know, like that. That's like I don't know how somebody could put that together and leave out a two-time Finals MVP.
You know what else I think too? You know what else I think when I think of Kevin Durant? I think of Bob Myers, who when he stepped down from Golden State was universally across sports media talked about how he was one of the greatest team executives of all time and all this and that. Well, I remember his draft classes, which have been lacking. Just ask, you know, James Wiseman, who can't get tick on the Pistons, who are the worst team in the Eastern Conference.
Which is unbelievable how bad they are.
I think of that. I think of Jonathan Kuminga, who's supposed to have been taking the next step about 12 months ago. We're still waiting on that one. All right. I think of the playoff series last year where there was Steph Curry and the boys, and that was about it. And I think all of that happened because Bob Myers sat there after the second championship and said, Steph earned his money. Steph earned his extension.
I remember that.
Right in front of Kevin Durant.
I don't know what that was all about. Why would you do that?
For whatever reason, and it's I don't know if it comes from Steph Curry or where it comes from, but there was a seemed to be a concerted effort to prop up Steph Curry during that moment in time when Kevin Durant was there. And I think if people had just calmed down a little bit, KD might still be a Warrior.
Well, we know Draymond Green and all that. We don't need you and all that. But they all went to Hampton to beg him to come. But then they say, we didn't need you or we don't need you or
and,
whatever.
And you know what? Sure.
That was
maybe,
one of the
maybe
worst
you
things.
Didn't need him for that one. But now you go back to last year, you won 11 road games, Jordan Poole getting punched in the face,
yep.
All of that. You know what probably would have helped? A 7-foot sniper on the wing.
No doubt. All right. We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Has Kevin Durant's stature been downgraded in the NBA? Does he get the just desserts? We're not talking about apple pie or pumpkin pie or pecan pie. Or do you feel like people don't talk about he's having a great year? He's averaging 31.4 points. His career average is 27. I mean, he's balling out in Phoenix, but there's no buzz around Kevin Durant. Not really. Why is that? And has he lost a step, lost some stature, lost some fame? We're not trying to say he's not a good player or a great player, but just it doesn't seem the same. Kevin Durant used to be talked about a lot. It doesn't seem that we are talking as much about Kevin Durant this year. We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. It is The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday here on Fox Sports Radio. And you know what you need to do on this Thanksgiving night? Stick and stay.
To see if the Durantula fades in the U.S. of A.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.